we're up to the footnote. We'd been learning the Chafetz Chaim's Avat Chesed about the importance of taking off Ma'asir Ksafim, taking off a tithe to give to the poor. And the Chafetz Chaim had discussed that, in truth, a person should take a tithe off of the principal, not only the profit, but for one time when he starts off, he should take off a tithe off of his principal. And he says people have a hard time doing that. So what he suggests people do is take that tithe and dedicate it as money that'll be around to give for a loan. To give, and if he himself needs the loan, he may do that. Now he adds in the footnote, he says, now that money, that 10% that he takes off of the principal, and he says, this is dedicated to give out as loans. If people need loans, if I need a loan, that's what I have this money here for. He says, that money is yours. The fact that you dedicated it doesn't make it belong to tzedakah. You've dedicated it to give to as loans, but at the end of the day, it's your money. V'nafkamina, and what difference does it make if you're going to give it as loans anyways? Linyan Yerusha. Let's say a person passes away, and you know he has the separate wallet. Rav Moshe Halberstam Zatzal had a separate wallet. He had a separate bank account where he'd leave his tithe, his meiser. So the Chafetz Chaim says, when it comes to inheritance, that money is... the 10% you took off of your principal, that's yours. Ulinyan kama dvarim. Ela shem shabed et atzmo l'mitzvah zo kolot sheyesh b'chocho l'alvot l'ani betoch kol ma'aser min chasav. The only thing is, you've obligated yourself that when you'll be capable financially, when you'll be capable of giving it as loans, you will do that, but the money is still yours. Umikol makom lo brera adavar kol kach. Nonetheless, the Chafetz Chaim says, I'm not so clear on this point. Da'avdi l'inyan tzedakah mikem ezeh mitzvah tasei. Even though the Chafetz Chaim had said this is a way in which you're fulfilling your mitzvah, efshar d'inyan ma'aser devi b'ta'anitet batosot shem sifri me'ad dechtiv aser tasot kosher tvuat zarecha yitzes de shana shana ein li ela tvuat zarecha shechayav ma'aser ribit ufakmatia v'choshar v'chim minayin talmud lomar et kol rabot ribit ufakmatia v'chol devar shemarviach bo ad kan neshono chamir tve. The Chafetz Chaim says, but we have two halachos. We have a mitzvah of giving tzedakah. So once you've set aside 10% and you say, that I'm going to use for giving loans, you did your mitzvah of tzedakah. But there's another din. Tosfos and the Gemara and Tanis quotes a Sifri. The Sifri is a halachic medrash, and the Sifri says, the Torah tells us to take a tithe off of our crops to give to the Levi, right? Meiser we give to the Levi. And the Sifri says, you have to take off a tithe, a tenth, not only from your crops, but also from the money you make on business, the interest you get in the bank, you have to take off a tenth. So here we see there's a source separate from the obligation to give tzedakah to take off 10%. And maybe that responsibility is more severe than the responsibility to give tzedakah. The Chafetz Chaim says, I just told you, you could take off 10% and say, this is dedicated to give out as loans, and even though it's sitting in your bank account or in a separate bank account, you fulfilled your obligation of tzedakah, but maybe you didn't fulfill your obligation of giving the meiser ksafim. Why? Because that tenth, well, if the medrash is deriving it from the obligation to give meiser, Meiser, you give to the Levi. You're not giving them any loans. You're saying, here's a tenth of my crop, it's yours. So maybe you haven't fulfilled that obligation if you take the 10% and give it out as loans and not as a gift. He says, but we find in Halacha, they say, and I recommend you guys do this, that you can take your 10% and buy Sfarim, provided that you lend your Sfarim out. Meaning, you don't have to take the money and give it to people. What you could do is take that 10% of your income or your profits, buy books that you learn from. Then you also lend out those books. If anyone will want to borrow, they could use that. So if that's so, you're not giving away the books. And yet a lot of people do this. They even write in the books. You'll see some people have written in the books, this book belongs to Nathanael Frankenthal. It was purchased with the money of Meiser Ksafen. So then it's clear that the money, the book was dedicated to lend out to other people as well. So you might say, if everyone seems to be doing this, buying Sfarim with their Meiser Ksafen, So you see that we seem to hold halachically that Ma'aser Kshafim does not have to go specifically as a gift to the poor. It can also be something that's used as a loan. Huh? Right? Right? And yet you see that that's the custom. And that the post can say that's okay.
Okay, but by giving money to an organization that feeds people and that feeds people and buying books, probably your money can get to more people by this organization than just by lending books.
That's true, but who said I have to do the best? Okay. Maybe it's more important that I get educated, which is what I say. I tell our students, that's why I'm saying, how much money do you guys have? So the organizations are going to last. You guys have to build your lives. You have to build your libraries. So it's good to rely on this opinion and buy Sfarim with your Ma'aser Kshafim. Yeah, that's important. One of the difficult things is that when a person gets married, he has to start building his library. From child, at his bar mitzvah, he starts getting Sfarim. For Afikoman, he gets Sfarim. You build your library over 15 years, and then when you get married, you already have a set of machzorim, you already have sidurim you like to use, you already have a shas, you already have a Mishnah Brura. You guys have to start from scratch, but start now. Don't wait till you're married. So you're going to take off a ma'aser, so this is more important. I'll tell you, we're combining other aspects of the halachos of ma'aser kshafim when I recommend that. We don't have time now to go into all the halachos of ma'aser kshafim. We'll do whatever the Chafetz Chaim gives us. But at any rate, I definitely recommend for you guys at this stage of life, take off your tithe and buy Sfarim with it. Take a little bit that you give loans. You should be in the habit of doing chesed with your money. And don't forget, if you're buying Sfarim with your Ma'aser Kshafim, then you have to be willing to lend those Sfarim. You don't have to lend it to the new roommate who just came into the room, who might be leaving in 2 days and you won't see him again. That's not, you don't have to do that. You don't have to be foolish. You could take collateral when you lend out a sefer. But if you're buying your Sfarim with Ma'aser Kshafim, then the whole point is that you lend them out. And that's why it might be a good idea to make a sign which Sfarim you purchased with your Ma'aser money, unless it's going to be all your Sfarim. But otherwise, it's good to have a sign so you know which Sfarim you have to lend, which Sfarim you don't have to lend. Now, if you're learning from a sefer, if it's the Gemara you're learning from every day, you don't have to lend it to someone else. You're no worse than someone else. When you'll be done learning that Gemara, then you'll lend that Gemara. And he says, "Achdi yesh lidchot deshamo al kol panim umafrish etze lechalutin." Aval binyaneinu, he says, you could argue that in a situation where you purchase farm with it, at least you've really designated the money for that purpose. Meaning, you're not going to go and sell this farm and then do something else with the money. So at least you've fully designated the money by buying this farm. Whereas if you designate money and just say this 10% is for loans because of the Ma'aser Kshafim, so then maybe that's different. When you designate money to give as a loan, Chafetz Chaim had confidence in humanity. He says, you're going to get that money back. Okay, that's nice. I don't assume I'll get it back. I mean, out of the loans I've given, I don't know what percent I get back, but okay, whatever. You should. I mean, people should pay back their loans. It's just that it's not so simple if you don't want to chase after people and whatever. At any rate, so he says, being that you are going to get the money back, so then you see at the end of the day, who says that's tzedakah? It's a chesed, it's nice, but if you're responsible to take off a tithe, 10%, then if this ends up being your money that your inheritors inherit, so I'm not so clear, says the Chafetz Chaim, that you could really call that miser. But we're in the middle of his thought. We'll pick up here v'ezrat Hashem next time.